Chapter 1. Understanding Why Your Relationship Ended and Why It's Not Over Just Yet. Why Lovers Say Goodbye. Couples break up all the time. Just look at Jessica Simpson and John Mayer. The tabloids just can't keep up with how often they're getting on and off. But for the average Jane and Joe, who can't soothe their pain with a $10,000 spending spree on a Rodeo Drive, there has to be a way to get past the situation and move forward with or without the other person in your life. Men and women leave relationships for different reasons. It can be confusing trying to sort out the mind of the opposite sex. Even when we're told something, we often feel there's more to the story or that the other person is out and out lying about the situation. So, let's be blunt here. If your lover has left you and given you some lame excuse like it's just not working out, you have to decode that secret speaks and figure out what went wrong on your own so you can fix it. Not every situation is cut and dry, but some are. Sometimes one of you cheats, and that delivers enough of a punch in the gut to make the one who got hurt pick up and say goodbye. Let's face it, too, if someone cheated, there were problems long before the act of being unfaithful took place. If you're not in a position where you can pinpoint the exact reason, then you have to understand men and women and what makes them tick. Men don't want to hurt your feelings, or maybe they just don't want to hear your reaction when they tell you the truth. Some men don't even know why they want out. They just do. Either way, the fact is, men will abandon a relationship when it's no longer giving them what they need. Men like to be admired for who they are. They want respect and to see interest coming in from the opposite sex. When a relationship gets stale, they may seek out another woman who has the newness and interest their old lover once showed. Call it manhood, call it ego, whatever it is, you have to let your man know he's wanted and admired in a big way, or he'll get that boost from someone else. When a couple first gets together, a woman is really good at letting a man know she's interested. She bats her eyelashes, she smiles a lot, she giggles, is touchy-feely with him. Then as time drags on, she starts going without makeup, wears sweats instead of that cute little mini dress he used to don for him, and because she's no longer trying to land him, she doesn't put in as much effort into laughing at his jokes and showing interest in him. Men don't leave because they found someone prettier or thinner. They leave to feel respected, admired, and wanted again. You often hear men complain about wanting to stop being nagged to death. It's not the nagging that's the problem. It's the fact that their woman is conveying she's somehow unsatisfied with who he is and what he has to offer. And that's what eats away at him and drives him out of the relationship. This doesn't mean you can't express your feelings, but you have to balance those thoughts with an expression of love and admiration that will feed the fire of your love. You don't have to sacrifice your self-respect and cater to his every whim. Here's why women leave their men. Women leave for completely different reasons. They're loyal to the end, until they stop feeling appreciated by their man. Men tend to think of some women as being high maintenance because they're needy and crave attention. It's not the attention they need, it's the feeling that you appreciate everything they do, from the way she puts a little love note in your lunch to how she calls you at work to hear your voice. This is why women who cheat do it with men who shower them with attention and praise for what they are and what they have to offer to the world. Don Juans and Casanovas use this technique quite successfully to seduce married and partnered-up women. They start first as their friend who listens to the girl's problems, then the conversations turn to how ungrateful the man she is with and how blind he is to all the wonderful qualities she has. Finally, the Don Juan himself is showering her with the appreciation and attention that she intensely desires, and next thing you know, Don Juan is the new man in her life. Let's take a look at just a few common reasons relationships end. This is not an exhausted list, but a sample to show you how everybody and every instance boils down to the elements listed below. Cheating. Women feels horribly unappreciative. Man does not feel admired when his wife or girlfriend cheats on him. Now, I can almost hear you screaming, but what about trust, faithfulness, and 101 other reasons other than appreciation or admiration that someone would be upset about an affair? Yes, there are other reasons and emotions, but this is so important. The core reason someone will leave after an affair is feeling unappreciated, or for a man, losing the admiration of his partner. A woman is much more likely to not end a relationship or go back after an affair if she feels her man still needs and wants her. There are thousands, if not millions, of women they know their husbands is having an affair and do not leave because they feel that their husband appreciates and needs them at some level. I'm not saying that the affair is right or does not upset her. I'm just illustrating that loyalty, honesty, and faithfulness takes a back step to just a little appreciation. Now, let's look at this when a woman cheats on a man. The worst thing a woman can do after an affair is try to lay blame on the man, which is very common. For example, the woman will say something like, "It was your fault because you didn't pay attention to me. You were lonely. Or needed someone to talk to." This is like the princess coming out and shouting, "I do not admire you." A man wants to feel like he is the knight in shining armor. Also, inbred in a man is the need to be strong so he will be admired. A woman would be much better off not laying blame. Usually the best approach is to explain what a mistake the cheating or affair was because of how much more and better of a man her current husband or boyfriend is than the man she had an affair with. Constant arguing and fights. This kills many relationships and is a perfect example of the two core reasons why lovers will leave. Think of how many arguments are really over "I do not feel appreciated." And the killer of passion for the man is that during and many times long after the fight, he feels like a piece of dung, a far cry from feeling like a knight. Ask any relationship therapist, and one of the most common reasons men give for leaving a relationship is, quote, "No matter what I did, I couldn't make her happy," end quote. After so long of not being able to make his girl happy, he will give up and go with someone he feels he can make happy. And the reason given by most women? "He doesn't appreciate a thing I do." Do you see the pattern here? Now, there are other issues, such as trust, which we will discuss, that may affect your relationship. He or she may even say they don't trust you anymore, and that may be true, but that is not the underlying reason they left or why they won't get back together. Take a closer look. Let's say that Tom had an affair and lied about it to Sally. Sally finds out and feels incredibly hurt and does not feel special or appreciated by Tom at all. She tells Tom that she can't trust him anymore and that they are through. Now, what is really going on? Sally feels either conscious or unconsciously that she will never feel special to Tom. She feels that she can never feel special in love by Tom ever again because she fears that he will have another affair. So what's the point of a relationship when what Sally needs most is not going to be met? See, it just comes out as, "I don't trust you," because it is so much easier. People aren't always clear in their feelings. Men are less clear than women, and both men and women are not clearer during heated arguments. Underneath that "I don't trust you" is the true reason.